This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So, yeah, I just heard from him. So he is on the way. It was a little tough to hear what he was saying, actually, over the sound of the fucking engine in his brand new Toyota Tacoma. God, what a beast. He went beast mode on the truck purchase. And we need that because let's face it, we're not just in the education business. We're not just in the podcasting business. We're in the construction business. I mean, this is a really exciting venture. Langston, tell me how you're feeling right now. Invite me in.
I mean, you know, I'm surprised. Oh, this is a weird echo that's coming in on my end. Oh no. What terrible thing have I done?
But we could teach a class on, you know, this is, every time there's a mistake now, I go, well, this isn't a mistake. This is a teaching opportunity.
This is a chance to learn, I think.
Echo correction 101 with Professor Langston Kerman. You know he's qualified to teach it. He's lived it.
Buddy, I've lived it out. I'm living it out right now, and I hope I fixed it. I can't tell if I fixed it.
I think it's solved.
Sounds good.
I think it's solved. So it'll be a short class.
This is why we do it live. We've got to learn together.
This will be a short class. great. Sorry, just got a text from my wife.
Uh-oh.
No. Bad news. She's not pissed.
One of those classic divorce texts.
Yeah. She's not pissed. She said, I'm actually happy. I think this is the best decision for both of us.
I think we should just, you know,
let's do a big divorce.
For us both to get to know ourselves a little better.
Let's do a big divorce. And I'm saying, gotta think about it.
Mm-hmm.
On the pod right now with Langston, just had a cool class idea. She's typing now.
Figured out how to turn your echo down because that might actually be better than a divorce.
Yeah, and she's going, and now she's typing, and she's saying, "This is exactly why I want, you know, why I want a divorce. I'm not interested in this. I've told you." So,
well, like, she's tricky. I'll say that. That sounds
Because this is really fascinating stuff. But it's so awesome to have you here. Do you want to talk a little bit about what you've been up to? I mean, we're going to get into the class stuff.
The podcast that we worked on together. Really,
we workshopped that.
We workshopped it. You guys really gave me a lot of solid coaching.
I think we solved it.
You solved it. And listen, it's out. People can hear it. It's called My Mama Told Me. And it wouldn't be what it is were it not for Podcast University and all of the learnings that I sort of gathered here.
All of our alumni, you know, we're so proud and we love to support them out in the world. And so to hear you come on and say the name of your show, and I can't wait to check this one out. It sounds really good.
It's solid, and boy, did I learn a lot. You know, You want to be able to give back to these universities, and you guys have done a great job of not calling every day and asking for more money. You just let your students go out into the world and really just embrace.
Hey, if you want to give us more money, yeah, here's the Patreon link.
Here it is.
And by the way, you're not giving it to us. What you're doing is purchasing content from us.
Mm.
And you know, as far as Hayes being a guest on your show, Kevin being a guest on your show. Is there anybody else? Me being a guest on your show. Is that in the works? Is that something that is
Well, here's the hard thing, fellas.
About at all.
And you know, I'm big fans of you as educators and even bigger fans of you as podcasters yourselves.
Yes.
The trouble is, not a fan of you being white. That's the big sort of,
I have gotten this note.
Yeah.
And this is maybe something we could approach in the classes as well.
I'm open to learning. White
or like, yeah, something, there's gotta be something I can do. Cause I'll be honest. I'm not loving it these days either.
Sure. It isn't a welcomed experience, I imagine.
It's not ideal. There was a point when I didn't even think about it, but now as a closer inspection, I'm going, yeah, it's not great.
Oh boy, I am white. And yeah.
So yeah. and all the many pitfalls that come with it.
Listen, a lot of people in the past have tried to find themselves being less white. And that hasn't worked out for them either. But
that seems dangerous as well. It seems possibly even worse.
Yes. Yeah. There's a lot of interesting photos that you could dig up of people choosing to be less white for a day. And boy, oh boy, is that unwelcomed.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like the path for me. What I'm probably going to do is just sort of lay low.
Just keep your head down for
until I'm laying in a shallow grave. And we'll just pass it and on to the next generation.
How long could this possibly last? You know, there's got to be a point where everybody goes, "You know what? We like the whites again. They're pretty cool." They've turned from a corner.
From your lips, Langston. But I don't really see what the reasoning would be. And for me, it's not, you know, it's all good. I've got my stories and my little garage back here.
You've got that wife you were talking about.
And the wife currently I still do have. And I think I'm going to turn that around as well. I've been doing big hugs. It's Hazeman.
Is this guy talking about his wife? This guy loves his wife.
Yeah.
Loves
she texted me.
Oh
my God.
Having a little trouble with reciprocating, but loves his wife.
Langston, so good to see you. I'm so excited to talk about this thing that we're all working on together.
Well, I said you called and updated me, but I honestly couldn't make out what you were saying over the sounds of that big ass engine and that brand new Toyota Tacoma.
Yes, I did buy a truck with a pretty huge keister.
Yeah,
my truck has a wagon in every sense. It has a big ass butt.
You're a truck man now. That's a game changer.
Mm-hmm. And when I pulled up on campus in that truck, all the fellas on the job site were like hooting and hollering. They were like, they were like throwing stuff in the back of the truck and watching
let me haul this.
Like haul it around.
Yeah. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
You want to believe they were doing that truck arm thing, but I know that's not what they do, but your truck's so big, I have to imagine they did it.
So it's so big. Honestly, you probably catch people like starting and then realize, yeah, like, what did I just do? This isn't our kind of truck, but like, it's big enough. Sorry. It could be.
Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry, sorry, sorry.
Yeah, they all did that. They did all that stuff. But that's not real. I mean, like, where, catch me up. Like, where are we at?
Well, we were talking about the class. I mean, obviously, Langston is one of our most successful students. He's launched his podcast. We had a little talk about the podcast. I did ask the question you wanted to know, which is, you know, will you be a guest at any point? And he hit you with the no.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
I honestly prefer to be a listener. I love the show. I listened to the episode about R. Kelly being innocent, and I didn't I went into it with what I realize now are some preconceptions of my own, but I thought you made an amazing case, and
for his innocence is the
it's just I just didn't know about that all those people were lying.
I'll have to check this out because I didn't realize he was innocent. And that's the kind of and that sounds like the kind of thing a podcast could help me with.
Listen, if your listeners can take anything away from this, I want them to know that there is, in fact, an episode where I advocate with all of my heart that R. Kelly did not, in fact, do it to those women.
Check it out. You gotta check it out.
That sounds like a good entry point for anybody to any podcast.
And sure. I know iHeart is very happy about that episode, and
they can't get enough of it. They're always saying you gotta promote the R. Kelly episode more.
Can we revisit this?
Too hush hush about the R. Kelly episode.
They're saying it's been 10, 15 episodes since you mentioned R. Kelly's innocence. Do we want to revisit that discussion?
Can we just make that a running revisit, that you just replay quotes of you saying he's a good man, he doesn't deserve to be in jail, over and over again?
Are we married to the title of the podcast? I know you like, my mama told me, but what if instead it was R. Kelly is a good guy? Let's all take a step back.
What if the R in R. Kelly stood for reasons he didn't do it, Kelly?
Wow, that could be really interesting evidence if that ever comes out. If they let that come out,
obviously that's why you hire the researchers and the lawyers and staff and whatnot.
And that could be a class.
That could be
hiring researchers for your podcast. I mean, good hiring practices are so important. You don't want to end up with a dud producer.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Listen, I know what you guys are dealing with on this side of town.
You know what I mean? And it's like, we don't need to name names, but
sure.
There's definitely a point where you look at who you have producing your podcast and you go, this is why I'm not famous and successful.
Sure. There are some things that are just holding us back, and and you don't necessarily know who or what that is, but you can look
around. I've run out of places to point the finger because I actually checked in with myself. It was gut check time, Langston, and I said, is it me? Am I not bringing it? Am I not good enough? Do I not deserve fame and success based on my talent and likability?
Let me tell you this, Sean. It ain't you. I'm not going to say what it is or isn't on this.
That's what I found.
Yeah.
It ain't you.
Yeah. I agree. That's what I found.
Deep in that gut. I know.
Don't you even look.
Oh, believe
that
me.
Way.
Never even wanted to ask. Did ask because I wanted to be thorough, because I don't want to be one of these lazy researchers who we wouldn't want to hire based on the teachings of our class. Mm-hmm. I want to be somebody who's willing to say, look, I know it's not Hayes, but is it Hayes? I looked into it. It's not Hayes.
The numbers
it ain't on the Hayes side of town. I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm. And yet, what is this show?
Let's talk. I mean, like, this is a class. We're in class right now. We're in school, really. We're talking about podcasts.
Well, hey, Hayes, what did you find at the campus? Like, first of all, how's the big fountain coming?
The big fountain looks awesome. It's really, really nice. The nudity is like perfectly
so tasteful
executed,
right?
Yes. The and you know, I know we wanted like tricky little like angels, like peeing, you know, that like the little like peeing angels that are like oops, and like you could see their butts and stuff, and they're like peeing into the fountain. That is done in the most like mature, like artful way.
Oh,
it's
that's
really,
nice.
Really nice.
That was really important to me. I didn't want it to feel crass, you know?
I want to believe, Hayes, I hope you'll be able to reassure us that there's at least a few thighs covering genitalia. Very subtly, just a thigh curled in a way that allows the genitalia to seemingly exist, but be covered.
If you're standing in one spot, for sure, the thigh definitely obscures it. If you kind of move your head slightly, then you can see the full-on wangus. And
I want them to have constructed the genitalia, but I want to have to really investigate to find it. And so on some of the figures.
Mm-hmm.
The one issue so far with the fountain, just mechanically, is like just to keep the water cycling through. There's a lot of, we said, this is a big fountain. We asked
it's
for big
huge.
Fountain.
It's huge.
And, they said, you asked for this. So it's a lot of water. And so the stream coming out of the Wanguses is like so huge. It's like a fire hose and it's so loud.
But that actually is better than what we had before where it was just trickling down their leg.
And that
was really a bummer. So we're kind of, this is a little bit inside baseball because people don't know all the work that we've done, but we've been going back and forth on this fountain. We told these incredible designers and construction guys that we wanted the Friends Fountain.
Yes.
And they thought that we wanted a fountain from the opening of the TV show Friends, where they all dance to the fountain. No, we wanted nude figurines of the Friend cast. You know, in all kinds of suggestive poses and peeing and with angel wings and these. Yes. And we wanted it really big and we wanted it to just blast your damn head off if you try to drink out of that Wingus. And so, you know, we've been through a few drafts and it wasn't always easy and there were frustrations.
I remember you yelling that Matt LeBlanc needs a bigger hog.
Not proud of that, but I think it was the only way to get to the result, which is this thing he's got coming off the front of his pelvis, man. Oh God.
Jarring.
It's like looks fucking prehistoric, man. Mm-hmm. it's like some kind of dino appendage.
And then you see it and you know exactly why Joey was who Joey was.
Yeah. It explains so much about Joey when you see this hog.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that how you're doing is like, that's all you need to say when you know what's happening underneath your jeans.
The fountain is nice. All the different buildings are coming together really nicely. The I Heart Church Chapel is almost done. That looks amazing. The Chris Hardwick I Fucking Love Science building is really nice. Holmes Hall. I think we made the right decision to name a building after Pete Holmes, icon of podcasting.
He's touched so many important works.
It would have been harder not to name a building after him at this point. That would have led to more questions.
I feel like he has people who would have written in and said, how dare you?
Sure.
You know, he has at least one, and his name's Pete Holmes.
There is an issue with the building. I think we could have anticipated that this would happen. He is crashing in it.
I should have guessed. And is he taking a light jog over to the I Heart Church Chapel? Mm-hmm. Because I believe he has at least a tiny bit of experience with religion.
He's pretty religious. He's done his fair time in the old church.
So yeah,
he's kind of looking at I Heart Church Chapel in this way that's like questioning and like, is this what's missing? You know, I need to go back to this in my life or like that kind of thing.
Right.
It's tough to hear, obviously, because of the fountain. So if he's saying stuff about church, the fountain is like blasting so hard. It's like it's tough to like really get into those conversations.
Yeah.
I think it's a safety issue for him to be in Holmes Hall right now. It is under construction. He cannot be crashing in there. We are going to do a decoy Holmes Hall, I think, to get him to
lure him into that so we can complete construction on the on the actual Holmes Hall.
Yeah. And
he's not casting out of there, is he?
Is he what?
My worry is if he's making it weird inside Holmes Hall.
He is making it weird and crashing it there.
Oh, no.
Right now. And it is not safe to be weird in there right now.
And honestly, you have to pick one, I think, if anything. You got to either make it weird or be crashing somewhere, can't do both.
Yeah.
I have spoken to the general contractor. He has arranged for Pete Holmes to be invited to a poker game where Rich Voss is going to be there. Rich Voss, he's going to make some funny jokes at the poker game. Rich Voss is going to say, hey kid, you're pretty funny, come to, you know, I've got this show later tonight. Would you like to, like, this person dropped out. Would you like to do the show? He's going to go do the show. He's going to bomb. He's going to, like,
and gonna
he's
learn doing something
the same
from
material
that.
He's always done. So, like, why is it not going over here?
Oh. This crowd he's not adjusting to. Yeah.
Yes. And while that is happening, we are going to build a decoy Holmes Hall. So by the time he comes back, he's going to be crashing in an environment where it's safer for him.
I have to imagine that even as he's bombing, though, Rich Voss is going to see something in him that's going to help them sort of like advance their relationship.
Yes, the general contractor has arranged for Rich Voss to see something in Pete Holmes during this show, and that Pete is funny. He's just funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's in his bones.
Mm-hmm.
And he is going to, the contractor has also set up for Pete to dick down three women somehow over
new,
the course of this
They're nubile
story.
Women, is this right?
Yes.
Yeah, so okay, because that's what I remember. Because I couldn't totally hear you because the Toyota Tacoma was roaring down the freeway.
Between Tacoma and mm-hmm. I assume the leftover sounds of the fountain, like the fountain's so loud, you can probably hear that in the background.
It might have been the fountain as well a little bit.
The
you were only
so
probably a mile or two away.
It actually does leave leftover sounds. That is how loud it is. It has too many for just one sitting.
Just some sound residue still. Yeah. Scraping on that plate, if you will.
Yes. Yeah.
But so Pete's blood type funny and he's dropping the hammer on some babes.
Yeah.
Well, that seems like, okay, crisis averted. That's one, mm-hmm. you know, one safety issue we've dealt with. In terms of designing a curriculum, you know, Langston and I come up with one really short class on eliminating the echo in your microphone.
Yeah.
Which is something that he did. I don't know how he did it, but I don't have to teach it. But he had an echo when we started and it went away. And I think that is going to be really popular for anybody dealing with that issue.
It was an important learning experience and you still have my gratitude. And I know that I no longer am a student at the university, but mm-hmm. we never stop learning.
No,
you know,
mm-hmm.
no, we don't.
Wow.
We don't.
Okay. That's one. I mean, look, one really short class, like that's huge. You, like every school starts with one, right?
I think
every
what's
university,
great is,
that one really, really short class, you know? Yeah.
I think that was in the original Harvard advertisement.
When just, Harvard started, it was a really, really quick class. It was like, I think it was just how to trim your own eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, they kind of had this little tiny comb. This was in, you know, 18 something something.
Sure.
But they had a little tiny comb. You pull it out, you kind of like go across and to keep it even.
Mm-hmm.
And all the men, they loved trimming their eyebrows back then, but no one mm-hmm. knew how to do it.
Well, what would happen is a lot of times they would cut off a big chunk of their forehead prior to this class existing. So it was a very desirable class because you wouldn't have scars, you wouldn't become blinded, you know, you wouldn't have bandages around your head if you took it. But it's like, what's so great about that and the echo class is you so quickly see results
mm-hmm.
that you start to think, hey, this education thing is really working in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think we want to have some other classes that kind of can't miss.
Mm-hmm. I know someone who could take that eyebrow class, Kevin.
Hey.
Kevin, put your eyebrows on the glass right now.
Let's see those eyebrows.
Put them on the glass.
I signed up for a class called Run Burgundy. It's a fitness class. And it's about, like, if you're not working out, you get tired and podcast and might fall asleep. And so I take Ron Burgundy.
Kevin, Langston is friends with Bill.
I know.
He is on Bill's.
I thought he'd appreciate that I'm in his class.
He's on Bill's network.
He's a dear friend. I
Kevin.
I don't know how to respond to that, Kevin.
Tell him happy Father's Day.
Oh, well, that's a given. I text him every year.
Yeah, he's going to tell Bill happy Father's Day. Kevin, put your eyebrows on the glass right now, Kevin. No.
What Kevin, is there to see?
Just no.
Put them up.
Ugh, yeah, you got to take the class, Kevin. Come on.
Mine are fucked up too. Look. Maybe that's how I got the idea, right?
Sure.
It's been so long since I've been to Harvard.
To take their shortest class.
Mm-hmm. That I haven't been able to do it.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to, like, smoke down a big-ass tree right now. And, like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other. They went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Whoa. Hollywood Handbook.
I did have an idea for a class, and it was watch TV.
Watch TV class.
Watch TV class. Mm-hmm. Because when you look at the podcasts that are out there, we're watching the show Scrubs and saying what happened.
Oh.
We're watching The Office, and the office ladies are telling us what happened.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We're going to need to do this with a show that no one has covered, and ideally it won't have very many episodes.
Right. You want to watch the Hasselhoffs from 2003 or whatever it was, and you want to recap that bad boy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just to get your sea legs a little
bit. Yes. Watch TV class.
Watch TV class. And if you watch a quick show and you say, oh, this episode, I mean, this was pretty crazy what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, and one thing you say is, this director was so nice. You say, John was making me laugh this day.
I was learning, but I was having fun.
He was the funniest guy on set.
Yeah. John was so funny. His energy, I mean, you just can't be in a bad mood around him. He's such a pro, but he really keeps it. It's not all serious, you know? He's a really good actor, but he was really,
I think what
really
you want
nice and funny.
Is for people to leave and say, you know, we're more like a family than we are like a cast. You know, it felt like a real
family. That's, I think, what we want to do. Mm-hmm. So, and especially with the Hasselhoffs,
mm-hmm.
that's going to be the takeaway.
That they're all going to be like, they're like a family.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And they even are. They are actually a family in that, right? So that's perfect.
Yeah, it fits.
They were a family.
That's awesome for that, where it is actually a real family.
Kevin, my so-called podcast, you've been saying you want to do this forever.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I guess now's my time.
Go ahead. You know, like this could be a good little taste of what you would get in the class, and you just go ahead. You tell me how you felt about a particular episode, about the pilot.
First guest, Claire Danes.
Ooh.
Wow. Okay.
That's your guess.
For the first episode. Wow. Okay.
Whoa.
Here's the issue.
You're peaking early.
Her internet doesn't work and the episode comes out tomorrow. So I have to release it, even though it is almost unlistenable.
Oh, no.
So you got a recording of some kind, even though her internet doesn't work? How did you get anything at all?
She didn't send me anything. I'm using the Zoom backup. She might be near Podcast University because there's a lot of noise in the background and the internet is choppy.
Okay.
Can you even tell that it's Claire Danes on the recording?
People bring that up in the comments that it doesn't really sound
like
her.
Does it sound a lot like you, Kevin?
It kind
of some kind of filter on your voice.
It sounds like me pitched up.
Okay, so this is actually a good lesson. The greatest thing we have to offer our audience is honesty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Trust between a podcaster and their weird listeners.
Yeah.
Is the most valuable asset we share.
None of
and
that tomfoolery.
If you betray that trust, mm-hmm. yes, the tomfoolery, if you do that, Kevin, you dirty the entire business of podcasting.
What if my second episode, though, is being raw honest about how I lied and I really open up, and then the rest of my so-called podcast is just about me speaking from the heart?
Subscribe.
Click
subscribe.
I'd listen to that.
And you abandon the show. And it's just you being really honest. Subscribe.
Damn.
Click subscribe.
What are you doing for number three? Because if you can get Claire Danes back for the third episode.
I think by that point she wants to come back because it's such a viral hit.
Yeah. Okay. Could so she does come her. Back.
Yeah. Well, technically, it's her first episode.
Okay. And this one, is her internet working for this one, or it's not working again? And it does sound kind of weird again.
It does sound a little choppy again.
Okay, I'm a little worried that you did.
Okay, that the lesson was again, didn't stick.
That you
yeah.
used all your all the, yeah. the like
all my clout.
The, yeah, yeah, all the positive mm-hmm. reinforcement you'd got to betray just to betray people
immediately.
Again.
Yeah, you're just playing a template. You're filling a template at this point, and you gotta build something else here, Kevin.
That feels like a dangerous cycle.
Because if you go back and apologize again, people are just not.
I wouldn't be as receptive to it a second time. And you know what I might do? I might unsubscribe. And
but what if that's the show? What if the show's three episodes, limited series?
Oh, so you don't even apologize the third time. You just come back and lie and then end the show.
Yeah.
Then it's
just
that you know what you did.
Claire Danes behind a fountain. Of yeah. Joey's piss hitting water and then
it's
then
11
done.
Weeks of feed drops of other shows, and that's how I support myself financially.
That pay to get it to your feed. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I have an issue I want to bring up with the quad, looking at the canvas. I love that it's called the pod quad. I think that was really funny, Sean.
That's clever.
I don't know. It's just like whatever.
Everyone, all the construction guys were loving it. They were like, who was
who
that
guy?
So
was
funny.
Who said so? Did Tony say anything?
Did Tony say anything? Tony was
it's fine
really
if he didn't.
Weird.
It's fine if he didn't.
Tony
it sounds like the guys liked
weird
it.
Today. Something, Tony was just like off. He's like thinking about something else or like there's something. I didn't ask.
I will say that Tony can be a little, I haven't met him in person, but he can be a little flat in email. And so
and that's why I ask, because I've gotten something of a vibe, but it sounds like it's maybe his own stuff, you know, and it's not just me. So that's fine. But I was when you said the guys were all, you know, talking about it, cracking up pod quad, which I, you know, I'm mm-hmm. happy with that. I thought like, oh, maybe Tony mentioned something, but if he didn't, that's totally fine.
We all love a warm response from Tony, but they are mm-hmm. they're hard to come by, you know,
so that's what mm-hmm. makes them so precious, you know, and it's why I'm so sparing with my praise.
So the quad, I remember when we talked about like what's missing in like the normal college experience. Like you go to college and what's the thing that like is right now not part of the equation that we can add to just make it more fulfilling. And I think we all agreed 48-inch oven in every dorm.
Yeah.
So the kids, they come home from a long day of like doing a podcast. They're hungry and they want to broast a whole damn goose in there. Throw in the goose.
Broasted goose.
On 475. The whole dorm is like, ooh, who's got the goose tonight? Uh-huh. And like they're just like filing, and they've got their own goose going.
And so, I will say that mm-hmm. that to me is the reason we don't see roasted goose as often as we used to, is because they stopped putting roasted goose ovens in dorms.
The kids. Yes.
Well, because it's a college food. Broasting geese is a young man's game.
Mm-hmm. You got
to
have the energy.
Go to the store and pick up the thing. My back is falling apart, you know? But when I was a kid, man, I would have loved to broast a goose.
You got to have the energy to yell out of your window and say, boy, what day is it? And then send that boy to go get that goose and bring it up to your dorm room.
And I've been thinking about I hesitate to call it a parody, but an adjustment to the song Who Got the Hooch that is okay. Who Got the Goose.
Okay.
I'm listening.
Yeah. Who got the goose? And the rest of the words are the exact same. Who got the freshy?
Okay.
Who got the only sweetest thing in the dorm?
Goose.
It's dorm.
Okay. Sweetest goose in the dorm. Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah. Sweetest goose in the dorm. Yeah. So that, you know, that I think you pipe that in mandatory. Everyone listens to it every night.
If you're roasting a goose, you got to be listening to that song.
Maybe it comes out of the oven, you know, put a speaker on that bad boy.
The technology exists. You got my support.
We've got to have hot speakers now, don't we?
why is this a quad issue? You might be asking.
I am.
We I think it's partially, it's, so it's 48 inch oven in every room. It's not in the common area. Every room has a 48 inch oven.
Every bedroom. Yeah.
Every bedroom. Exactly. For some of the kids that have already moved in for the dorms that are open, I think there's like a space issue that's not leaving a lot of space. And so they are putting a lot of their ovens out on the quad. So the quad is just like mostly ovens now. It's hot. The quad is really, really hot. There's again, great idea for us to leave the goose in the oven for when they show up on campus the first day. But a lot of them just like left it in there or just turned the oven on and then like didn't attend to it again.
Oh boy.
And so, well, the goose blew up.
Has there been any thought put into, because you mentioned the common room doesn't have an oven, making the common room into some kind of meat freezer?
Oh.
The ovens can go in there. The heat and cold would, you know, cancel each other. They're natural enemies.
Okay.
The ovens wouldn't overheat the freezer. They'd make it hotter than you want a freezer to be, so the meat might spoil.
Right. Sure.
But all the more incentive to get in there and cook it up, especially if it's goose meat.
You don't waste goose meat. Everybody knows that. And if this wasn't in the way of their living space, they obviously would have prioritized focusing on that goose meat.
And I think that becomes a fun communal experience where, you know, obviously everyone wasn't going to jam into one dorm room anyway. That's what the common area is for. So common area is a meat freezer. We fill it with the ovens from the dorm rooms. The girls and boys go in, cook the goose. And what
the
do you know when
hanging,
you're in there?
Like upside down.
Yeah.
Like the frozen geese. Okay.
Heads on, maybe some funny Groucho glasses or something on some of them.
I'm picturing when I pull up in my big ass truck, people see me out the window. They're all sitting around. All the kids are sitting around the common room. They see me pull in my big ass truck. They reach up and go honk, honk. And they're actually pulling on a goose.
On a goose. And that's, oh, damn. And that's got us laughing. And then somebody, you know, somebody does that and somebody else turns and they go, hey, you're really funny. It's really funny when we're just hanging out. And then somebody else goes, man, that gives me an idea for a podcast.
Now we're building.
Awesome.
Yes. Now we're building.
Okay, so now we've launched a successful podcast out of our university immediately where it's just, it's three like-minded people, pretty funny, just hanging out and shooting the damn bull pucky.
Doesn't have to be funny all the time.
No. No, they could talk about serious issues as well, but with a light tone and definitely the attitude of, we're not experts here.
No. We're just three opinionated people. We're just trying our best.
Whoa. Yeah. I'm not an expert. I'm just saying this is what I have noticed, right? It seems like Claire Danes is fake on this show. Let's talk about it.
I don't have proof. I didn't do any research.
I'm not a sound analyst, you know. All I am is just a person with a set of ears who threw on a show I was excited to listen to, and it sounded like Kevin.
It sounded a lot like an adult man and not Claire Danes.
The excuse that...
Kevin's beaming from being called an adult.
Kevin's excuse of saying, oh, you thought I said Claire Danes? I said, this is Claire Baines. It doesn't help. I mean, I think it's just to get people to stop paying attention.
Well, it's so he can do his Bane thing. He thinks he does such a good Bane.
This is everyone my new can character, Bane. Claire Baines. And then she said, I don't even know what is something that Claire Danes says that you say in a Bane voice.
It's hard to know. Kevin, it's more your character than it is.
It's you,
else's.
Kevin. I mean,
yeah. So, okay, yeah. Kevin, you can do it.
Sure. I am the daughter of Carla Hall, a daycare provider and artist.
This is drier. The one you had done for me was,
you have my permission to binge Homeland, Batman.
Okay, so this is the actress encouraging people to watch. She's not a character or anything. She's encouraging people to watch her show, home.
Just to binge it. You got to watch it all at once. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Langston, any like questions about the university? Any like any other really short classes? Food?
Yeah, I was going to ask about the dining room. I know that we dedicated the dining room to Marc Maron. I know that.
Yes, we did. Mm-hmm.
And how's the
Mr.
food?
Is food. It,
all the food solid? Has marinara sauce on it because we are living in the marinara. And some of the food that made some of the food really good. We got really lucky with the pasta. That has made for like really very delicious pasta. The peaches are interesting. I actually really like the peaches. I like
I was surprised
marinara.
At how good the peaches were with all the marinara sauce on them. Hot peaches and marinara. It's not something I thought I was going to love, but that was really tasty. The what the fudge, I would say, I wish it was just fudge. I wish there was no tomato sauce on it. And I understand that's sacrilege. But for me, we maybe shouldn't have been so sort of dogmatic.
There's a point where you got to say he gets it. He gets mm-hmm. that this was for him. We didn't have
it's
to.
An appropriate level of tribute, but we could, you know, a couple of the items and the water especially, I think, is what's the most disappointing is when you do want a refreshing glass of water after mm-hmm. you exercise.
What I find is the marinara really floats to the bottom. It sort of like all settles at the bottom, and that makes mm-hmm. for a tough last couple swallows, you know.
And right. we should have probably given some option to drink without a straw, but the cups are so narrow and the straw is built into them. So yeah, because it's settled at the bottom, I feel like you could just kind of sip the top and refill it.
Right. You could avoid the marinara had we not sort
but of, the straw is kind of rooted there at the back quarter of the cup, and you don't really have a choice but to muscle through that.
I will say that I only know this because of the taste test we did before the university was fully opened. I did appreciate that we at least put some spicy options in the marinara, that they're for those times when old Mark, you know, he's having a bit of a tiff with an old friend.
He gets salty, he gets spicy, and we've tried to mirror that in mm-hmm. some of our flavoring options.
But the marinara can be very sweet as well.
It can.
So when we're it's when true. He is being sweet on the show, we will do a very sweet marinara for dessert. Yes,
the desserts Which are all dedicated to his 100 cats, and mm-hmm. there's 100 flavors of sweet marinaras Boomer,
and those
I believe,
all
is the Boomer, most famous, yes. but there are many cats that.
Well, it's not just Boomer, Boomer.
It's not just Boomer.
I put the salty on my "Who are your fries?"
That's a way to play it, Kevin. Sure,
way to play it.
Yeah, Kevin, that's a way to play it.
That's a way to play it, Kevin.
Langston.
You have to leave. Is this correct?
I think so. I think so.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
This week on the Patreon, Carl and Hassan are catching up. The boys show their art to Jason Manzoukas, and the Flagrant Ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out the bonus podcast and videos of the full episodes, including today's with Langston, at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.